Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
And welcome back
to the 7th episode
of Two Girls
and a Baby with your hosts,
Jade,
Megan.
And we have a very special guest today.
We do indeed. And you might notice that the sound might be a little different because we're recording somewhere new because of our very special guest.
His name is Enzo and he arrived on Friday. Friday night. So we are officially two girls and a baby now, not two girls and a baby bump.
No, the baby is here. He made his way into the world. We're looking down at him right now because he's just so precious.
He's so gorgeous. And I'm just like, please don't cry. Please don't cry. Well, he's actually an angel. He's so good.
He's so good and he's the cutest thing ever. I'm obsessed with him.
Me too. He's lovely.
I honestly... You know, like, I was there when I met the baby first and I was, like, looking at him, or Enzo. I keep calling him the baby.
Me too.
I'm so used to calling him the baby. And I was looking at him in the hospital and I was like, I just love you so much. And I just was like, I wonder how in love you are. If I felt that much love, I was like, imagine how much love Jade feels.
Oh, it's just a different type of love, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know even how to describe it. It's just mental. It's like, I don't know, I'd just do anything for him.
Yeah.
And anything that he does, I'm like, you're just the coolest thing ever.
Like, cool little dude.
Like, we got so excited yesterday because he got his first hiccups.
No, stop.
And then I was like, am I a loser?
No, you're not. That's the cutest thing ever. It's like, little firsts. All his little firsts.
I know, it's so nice.
So yeah, today's episode is going to be short-ish.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Yeah, it's not going to be as long as our normal ones. We're going to give you... Well, Jade is going to give you the proper, the real baby update.
Yeah.
The birth story.
The birth story. I don't even know how to begin it.
I think you need to begin with last Tuesday when you went into the hospital.
That's what I was thinking as well. I was like, right, do I begin on Tuesday or do I begin?
Yeah, Tuesday.
So last Tuesday, after we recorded our last podcast episode, mm-hmm. I had a hospital appointment and it was the first one in the whole 9 months that Reese couldn't go to. And they told me, they were like, oh, your baby's due today. And I was like, no. I was like, he's due on Saturday. And they were like, no, he's due today. And I was like, okay. Didn't really believe that because they gave me two dates, the 13th and the 18th, and that was the 14th. They were like, yeah, we combined them. And I was like, okay. Either way, that doesn't make the 14th.
No, it doesn't. It's not anywhere in the middle. It just was like, okay.
Random.
But now they're telling you this, so you're just going to have to take it as face value because they're the doctors.
That's the thing. So I was like, okay. Booked me in for an induction for... Friday coming,
yeah,
actually.
So it'll be Friday the 24th. Yeah, so this was on Tuesday the 14th.
Yeah, because you can go 10 days over. And I was like, I'd say they thought I was cracked. I was like, my boyfriend's just in work. I was like, can I just bring you back with a date that suits us? And he was like, no. I was like, okay. I think I was just in panic mode.
Of course he will be, because it's the first appointment without Reese in all of the 9 months, and they land you with this.
Yeah.
And it's so hard now, like, you find it like the two of us can't make decisions.
No.
So trying to make that kind of decision on your own is not easy.
And I know the baby could have come at any stage, but in my head I had until June 1st, whereas now I had until June 24th.
It's so
and
panic.
I was like, oh shit. But yeah, so then after that I was like, right, no, I don't want to be induced. I'm doing everything and anything to make this baby come. But then I was like, everything that people say to do, I was doing anyway. Like, I was eating spicy food, I was going for walks, I was going for swims. What else do people say to do? I don't know. But I was doing everything and nothing was like happening. So I was like, oh Jesus, I don't know. Then on Thursday night, I had gone for a walk, a swim and had spicy food.
Oh, and your yoga.
Yeah, I started doing, I keep saying pregnancy inducing, labor inducing yoga. So I had done like four of those.
Pregnancy inducing. That's only, it's only land on me now.
I was like, I don't need to induce my pregnancy. I'm well into it. And then, yeah, then Thursday night, I just kind of started feeling kind of crampy in my belly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, weird. I was like, maybe I ate something funny. And then I didn't really sleep at all Thursday night. And I was like, timing the cramps. I wouldn't even say they were contractions. And then Friday morning, Reese was like, I'm going to work. I was like, okay. And then in my head, I was like, I don't know if you should, because I'd feel like this could be labor.
Yeah.
So then he was finished work really, really early. And
I didn't realize he went to work and everything.
Yeah.
That's mad.
He got back home at
the day's
11.
Work and everything done.
I know. Literally, I don't know what we were thinking. I think the two of us were just a bit like, this isn't actually happening.
Yeah, it's a bit too soon.
And then he rang me and he's like, I'm on the way home, how are you? I was like, oh, I was just asleep. And he's like, are you still in pain? And I was like, yeah, but like not in severe. And he's like, you need to be starting to do something about this now. And I was like, what can I do? And he was like, I don't know, ring someone. So I rang the hospital and they were like, yeah, nah, you're probably not in labor. And I was like, okay, grand, no bother. And then it just continued throughout the day and like got progressively worse.
Yeah.
And then I think it must have been like 3:30 or 4:00. And I was like, right, I think I'm in labor again, but they told me earlier that I wasn't. So how could I be now? And then I was like, am I just being dramatic? Like, am I just, is this just Braxton Hicks, you know, the fake ones?
Yeah, yeah, crazy. Mental.
And like, Reese was just playing PlayStation, chatting to the lads on the PlayStation. And I was just sitting watching Married at First Sight. Like, my stomach was cramping every like 4 or 5 minutes. And they say to go to the hospital when you have one cramp every, that lasts 1 minute every 5 minutes for an hour or something. And I was like, okay, grand. And I was doing that, but I was just like, am I just imagining this?
Yeah.
And then I had like a list of things I wanted to do. So I wanted to have a shower and I wanted to change the bed sheets and like tidy the house. He was coming home to like a fresh house.
So I was getting all the life admin done just because labor can wait. I need to have this place looking spick and span before we bring Enzo home.
That's the thing. And I had like specific bed sheets. I was like, I want these bed sheets.
You're dead right. You're dead right.
And I was like, this will just distract me. So I was getting, my contractions were then every minute and a half to 2 minutes, and I was in there changing the bed sheets, like hunkered on the floor. I was like, surely I'm not being dramatic. I swear to God.
Surely I'm not, yeah, surely not at that rate.
And then I was like, right, well, if I ring the hospital, they'll probably tell me I'm not in labor again. So I was like, I'll just get into the car and then ring the hospital and say that we're on the way. So we rang the hospital and we were on the way, and then like he wasn't speeding or anything, but like we live on back roads. Oh, every twist, yeah, turn and bump, I was like, oh Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so your belly is already in bits, yeah, like, and everything like that would not add, would not help, like.
No, not at all. So then I rang and they were like, oh yeah, it might or might not be. And I was like, okay, grand, but I'm on the way anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know what time that was. I'd say maybe 4:30 or 5:00. And then got to the hospital. And Reese, I think that was weird. Reese wasn't allowed to come in with me for like them checking the baby and checking if I was in labor.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was in there for like an hour on my own. And I was grand, like the contractions were so bearable at this stage. And then after a while, she had to vaginally examine me, and I on like,
okay, like what, like put stuff up there?
Just her fingers to see how dilated I was.
Okay,
but that for me was worse than the birth.
And really?
Like, yeah, it was the worst thing. I screamed.
Oh,
I actually was like, ah! I was like, no, stop! And she was like, I have to, and I was like, it really, really hurts.
I wonder, like, is your down there bits more sensitive when it's dilating, like maybe when someone touches?
I don't know. I don't really know at all. But she did that and I was like, this is just not nice. And she's like, right, you're only 2 centimetres. She was like, do you have somewhere nearby that you can go and have a bath? And I was like, yeah. So I rang Reese. I was like, tell your mum to put the water on. I'm coming home to have a bath. I was like, I need to be 3 centimetres to be...
Oh, our special guest has decided he wants to say something. What is that you have to say, Enzo? Hello.
He's just like, I was just on the way.
He's just like, I just wanted to say hello.
He's cute out. But yeah, what was I saying?
So you went to Reese's mum's house to get a bath.
No, I told her to put on the water, to put on a bath. Because you have to be 3 centimetres to be considered in labour. And I was only 2.
That's mad.
I know. And so I was only 2 and she was like, right, get dressed there and go have your bath. I was like, grand. And then I stood up to put like my pants and stuff back on, and then all this water started pouring out. And the nurse had left, so I was like, have I just peed my pants? Like, and I just went to the bathroom to like clean it up.
Oh, your waters.
My waters broke. And I said it to her, and I like came back and I was trying to get my pants back on. And she came back and I was like, I might have just peed. And she was like, no, you didn't pee. And my waters had broken. And I had like brought tissue to clean it up. Like,
Jade, you're so funny. What is it like when your waters break? Does it feel like you're peeing? Or does it just...
It just felt like it doesn't feel like he's wide awake now.
Yay!
It doesn't feel like pee in the same like sense of a sensation of a pee, but like it all just came gushing out of me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that has to be pee. And then, yeah, then because my waters broke, she was like, no, that's not pee. And she was like, okay, you can't leave now.
I was like, oh no.
And then she's like, you need to get to 3 centimetres, but because your waters have broken, you can't leave the hospital. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I rang Reese and I was like, right, you can come in now. And then after, I don't know how long, like for me, it feels like I was bouncing on a ball for like 20 minutes. Like I was bouncing on the ball and I had a TENS machine on my back and I was getting very like cantankerous at this stage.
Cantankerous is a big word, what?
Like everything was just bothering me.
Okay.
And I was just...
I like that, cantankerous. I'm adding that to my vocabulary.
My nanny used to say that.
Okay, so everything was just getting on your nerves, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had been sitting on the bed and they put the TENS machine on me. And then I was like, I don't want to be sitting here anymore. And they got me the ball. And Reese says I was on the ball for about 2 hours.
What? And you'd almost 20 minutes.
I don't feel like I was on that ball for 2 hours. But like, considering the timeline, like I probably was.
Yeah.
So I was bouncing on the ball and I had a TENS machine. And every time I got a contraction, I could press a button on the TENS machine that would like spasm my back to take away from the pain. And like...
Oh, cool.
My, I don't know even where it is. Your uterus.
Yeah, massaging you in a little way or something.
Yeah. And then Reese was massaging me as well.
Deadly.
So I couldn't really feel the contractions yeah. to their full effect because of the ball, the TENS machine and Reese.
So what level of pain would you say you were at this stage? Or do you can't even...
I'd like...
It was grand, like...
I would be like, oh, 6 out of 10, but Reese would probably say I was like 20 out of 10.
Okay, you know, okay, yeah.
But I just feel like it all just is a blur.
Okay.
But not in like unbearable, like, do you know that kind of way? Like I was just... I did my pregnancy yoga and that was just all coming back to me. I was like... Because she used to always say to us, you can do anything for 1 minute. Because the contractions last a minute.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can do anything for 1 minute. I can do anything for 1 minute. And then I was like, just breathing and stuff. And I feel like that really helped me. But yeah, then I was like, I don't want this on me anymore. I was like, take this off. And I took off the TENS machine. And then I was like, I'm sick of this ball. And then I got up onto the bed and the midwife showed him how to do like a different type of massage on my hips and stuff. And then I was like, no, I don't like that at all. And she's like, well, we've done one side. I'm just going
to
pick him up.
Yeah, we have to pick up Mister.
Come on.
Hey, Enzo.
You're okay.
Oh, little baby on your head. Little baby on your head.
Baby on
little
your
baby head. On your head. Hello.
Do you want to do a hiccup in the mic?
I can see his eyes. He has his eyes open.
Does he?
Finn and we're just talking about him hiccuping for the first time.
Oh, he does.
He has his eyes open.
He's so cute.
He is.
Is that going to be annoying in the background though if I keep talking?
No, I don't think so.
I know.
It adds for extra effect if you... The sound is already going to be different. I don't know how good quality this is going to be, but we've got to make do.
Absolutely.
We've got a special guest on, so I mean, we have to accommodate him.
Absolutely. But yeah, so then I was just getting cantankerous and angry and I was like, nothing feels nice. And then... The midwife came in and she's like, right, I'll just check it again. And now I was 3 centimetres, so I was officially in labour. And then she's like, right, it could be another 7 hours because it's like a centimetre an hour. And I was like, I'm not staying here for 7 hours. I was like, I can't do another 7 hours of this. And she's like, well, you know, your mom was in labour for 4 hours. It's different for everyone. So I was like, right, grand. What can I do? So they brought me then into the delivery suite. Dude.
Do you want to take a pause for a sec?
I don't know, because he's not actually like... Yeah, but
just, if you want to just pause in general and just give him a little bit of attention.
There's no way you're hungry. There's no way you're hungry.
Oh, his cry is really cute now, though.
I know, isn't it?
Maybe he just wants mommy.
Oh, he's good, aren't you?
Yeah, I think he's happy out now.
Great. Right.
Right.
Back to it.
Back to it.
He's on me now, so you may hear his little noises. But yeah, where were we?
Okay, so you were officially gone into labour because you were 3 centimetres and they were moving you somewhere.
Oh yeah, to the delivery suite and they were like, it could be 7 hours, etc. So I was like, right, no bother. Then we were in, so that was, I don't know what time. Times don't really matter at this stage.
Yeah.
So then I was 3 centimetres, so I was like, great. Well, not great, because I was like, I have a long road ahead.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, I was in the delivery suite and then I wasn't in there for too long and I was like, right, I feel like I need to push. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you don't. And I was like, no, I was like, I really, really do.
At 3 centimetres dilated.
Yeah. I was like, I really do. And they're like, oh, it's just the position of the baby. And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, you can push if you want, but you're just going to bruise your cervix. And I was like, okay, well, I can't not push. So I was like lying on my side looking at Reese and I was like, I just need to. And so I started pushing and then... A different midwife came in and she was like, let me just check it again. And she's like, okay, I can see the baby's head. And this was 25.
Oh.
Hey.
pause break.
What was it? Oh yeah, so after 25 minutes she's like, right, I can see his head. And I was like, and here you are telling me not to push.
Yeah.
So then I was allowed to start pushing then. And then I wasn't pushing for too long. Like, I asked Reese, I was like, to me it feels like 10 minutes. I was like, how long was it? And he was like, about 8 or 9. I was like, grand.
That's mad. And the baby was there then.
And then I started pushing and then he arrived after like 8 or 10 minutes. But they were like, I was like, why were you telling me not to push then? Because, yeah. And they're like, it's just so rare that you'd go from 3 to fully dilated in 25 minutes.
Like, which is crazy, like.
I think when I heard 7 hours, my body and his brain just connected and were like, not happening.
That is not happening. I will not be staying in labor for that long.
We won't be doing another 7 hours.
Was it sore when you pushed out that baby?
Do you know, like, it was sore. But the part that was hurting me the most, and I don't know, like, I asked Reese because he was there and was seeing it.
Yeah.
But I say to him, like, what was this woman doing? Because there was a woman there and she was hurting me. And I don't know what, apparently because when his head was coming out, she had to, like, she was, like, I don't know if I'm using the right words, but I'm just going to say vagina because that's what it is to me. She was, like, stretching my vagina so that his head wasn't squashed.
Yeah.
Like between pushes, because his head was like halfway out.
Okay, makes sense. Like just to kind of keep everything open. Oh, yeah, okay.
And I kept saying to her, I was like, stop. I was like, that's hurting. Why are you doing that to me? And she was just fully ignoring me. And then I turned to Reese and I was like, why is she doing this? I was like, please. And everyone was just like, this needs to happen. So, like, that for me was the sorest part. Like, yeah, it's weird.
After fully pushing out a baby. Oh, natural, yeah. Actually, at that.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Although when she said 7 hours, I was like, do you know what? You can actually just cut this child out of me. I was like, I do not want to do this anymore.
But that's funny.
Yeah, all natural. All thank natural. Because I really wanted that.
Yeah, and big then, brave girl.
I know. I never even said his size.
Oh, okay.
So we've been saying 9 pound whopper.
We've been saying he was going to be a whopper. All right, yeah.
He was 9 pounds, 10 inches.
So. Yeah, a proper whopper.
He is a proper one.
9 pounds, 10 ounces.
He just came out like,
I can't get over that. He was
swollen,
that big.
Swollen like I don't know what. Like.
Yeah.
Now he's lovely now, but when he first came out, he was just so swelled. And
of course he will be. He's after being trapped. Crazy. And like, think about how, right, 9 pounds, 10 ounces. That's massive, right?
Yeah. None of his. And your bump.
No newborn clothes. But like, your bump was tiny, so he was squashed up in there.
He was. No wonder he came out. Squished.
9 pounds, 10 ounces, Mr. Enzo.
Yeah, he's a big one, but he's lovely. And he's worth it.
Yeah.
Now they won't tell me how many stitches I have. I asked. And then I'd say they thought I was insane. I said to Teresa, I was like, can you take a picture of my vagina? And the midwife just went, she was like, some things are better left unseen. And I was like, but I want to know how many stitches I have. And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, oh. Fair enough. But I tried to look in it the second I got home because I wanted to know like what it looks like, but.
How did that go for you?
I just couldn't see anything. No. I was like making all angles in the mirror, but nothing was happening.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Not too bad.
Nah, it's not. And everyone was like, oh, it'll stink to pee, but like, so far so good.
You're just a trooper.
I don't know. I've been kind of just sitting at the toilet at an angle so that.
It doesn't, yeah.
So that my pee just doesn't go near the stitches.
Okay.
But yeah, everyone also says the first poo is bad and I haven't had that yet.
You haven't pooed?
No.
Since last Friday?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God, yeah.
That's nearly a week. Well, like. No, it's not nearly a week. It's 4.
It's a while.
Yeah, it's like 5 days.
I'd say my body's just like, no, please.
Please, no. You've done enough pushing. You don't need to push out anything else.
No, they do give you laxatives to make it a bit easier, but I'm just like, I just really don't want to.
No, you don't, yeah.
But yeah, then he came into the world.
Yeah.
Then that was him. I was brought into the, what was it? The labor ward? I don't know where all the other mothers are anyway. At like some
natal unit,
postnatal.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I knew just because I was thinking about the signs that we were reading to try find it in the hospital.
You asked me where I was. I was like, I have no idea where I am.
So you were like, we knew where the maternity kind of ward was, and we're like, how do we get to Jade from here?
Yeah, so he was born at 9:07, and then at midnight I was transferred in there, and then Reese had to go, and I was left on my own with baby,
which I think is the craziest thing ever. Like,
I know, and do you know what? Actually, I never really thought about it before, but it was actually a midwife who said to Reese, the whole thing is quite sexist. Like when I was in the
whatever room I was in labour in, I don't know what that was called, and like bouncing on the ball, Reese needed to go to the toilet, and he was like, is there a bathroom for men? And they were like, no. Like, he wasn't allowed in, like, while I was being checked and like when the baby's heartbeat was being monitored, and there was no toilet for him. And like, I get why they can't stay in the ward like with other women and stuff, but like, the fact that he would have had to, like, they let him use the women's toilet because it's only one
they had no
toilet and
choice.
One bed. Like, it was only me in that room.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't care if he uses the toilet.
You're only after having a baby. And then, like...
And 3 hours later, I was left on my own.
Reese has to go and you're left on your own with a newborn.
A newborn.
Which I can't believe that. But I suppose that's just the way it has been for years, hasn't it?
It's mental. It's so crazy. And
insane.
Then it's like, he sleeps in the bed with me, like, in the hospital. But I just think it'd be cruel to put him in the cot.
Oh,
because every
been.
Time I put him in the cot, he was just bawling. And I
but he was only 3 hours out of like a womb where he was like packed up, so he wants that same feeling. Do you know what I mean? If you were to put him in a cot, fair enough. If he had all day out with the womb, and then you're putting him in a cot, but it was like you're just out with the womb. I can't just put you straight into a cot. That's so alien to him.
I know, bless him. So he slept in the bed, and I had asked the nurse, I was like, "Can he sleep in the bed?" And she was like, "No." I say nurse for everyone. I don't know if it was a nurse, a midwife, or a doctor.
Yeah,
but I asked.
Person. Somebody that was working in the hospital of knowledge.
And they were like, no. And I was like, but he won't sleep. Every time I put him in the cot, he screams. They're like, oh, there has to be something wrong with him. And I was like, yeah, he wants to be with his mom. And then it was like 3:30 in the morning. I was like, I just need to go to sleep. He needs to go to sleep. So I brought him into the bed and fed him in the bed. And then he fell asleep. So I was like, right, well.
I'm not moving him.
I'm going to sleep too then. And like I had pillows and blankets to make sure he couldn't fall out of the bed. I just knew I wouldn't roll over him.
But like, I think it's like what your auntie was saying when she was in with you, is like, you know what's right for your baby. You just know.
You do.
Which is weird. Like, but like, you knew what he needed. Like those, like as much as, yeah, what is right could be one thing, but what is right for your baby is another thing.
If you think about it, no other animals sleep away from their babies.
Yeah.
Like no, like a tiger isn't going to birth however many cubs and then
just put into and leave them there in a different area that's completely alien to them.
No, he also slept in the bed last night.
That's okay.
I try to put him in the cot because I know people will be like, oh, it's dangerous, you could roll on him, which you could, but like he doesn't sleep.
Yeah,
so
I suppose you'll just have to wean him in.
Yeah,
wean him in and do what you feel is right. But yeah, I can't. It's like I was only saying this. It's like your whole pregnancy, we're like, can't believe you're pregnant. Now it's like, I can't believe you have a human. I can't believe the baby is here.
Me neither. I can because he is. But yeah, it's so surreal.
It's mad.
And then like, is this feeling of like obsession I'm ever gonna go?
I don't think so.
Like when he's like 7, will I still look at him and be like, you're the coolest?
Probably, unless he's being a little bollocks. Oh,
he's just lovely.
He is.
But yeah, I think
obsessed.
That's the whole story, is it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
That
was the labour, birth and post-labour.
Yeah. And then baby. And you're home. So you came home on, you had the baby Friday and you were home on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, so you had him Friday night and I really wanted, the podcast probably knows I really wanted to come home ASAP.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then they were like, oh, he has to be seen by the baby doctor after 24 hours. But because he was born in the nighttime, the baby doctor wouldn't be there till Sunday morning. So we had to see Saturday as well. But sure, look, it actually felt only kind of like one night because the Friday, it was like...
It was quite late, yeah.
So it was grand. But yeah, he's perfect. The little baby doctor said he's good.
He's a perfect little baby.
Yeah, no, he's just a screecher when he's not with me. Like, I had to bring him into the assessment room. And I put him down like under a heated lamp, so cozy, screamed. And like, she needs to get his heart rate.
Okay.
So he couldn't be screaming. So I'd have to pick him up and rock him. And then he'd go back down, scream. I was like, oh my God, dude. It's 10 minutes of
your life. Chill for 10 minutes and then you can have mommy all to yourself. Are you going to call yourself mommy or mom? Mommy Jade?
Reese has been calling me like, he'd be like, oh, go to mommy. But I think I say mom. But I think mommy is better for a baby. But I just...
Yeah, it probably is. You probably just rolls off your tongue, mommy.
Because I call my mom. I'm like, she's mom. I'm not mom. Do you know that?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So I'm like...
You're mommy.
Yeah.
So I call my mom, mommy.
But then how are you mommy too?
Well, I haven't had a baby, so I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
But like my sister would be mommy to like my niece.
Yeah. I'd say I'll be mommy.
I think. I don't know. Yeah. Oh my God. Yay. I love that you'll be mommy.
See, I've been saying like mom and dad, but Reese says mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
But sure, I don't
know. And would Reese call his mom mommy or mom?
Mom.
Okay.
But I think it's just because he's a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's time will tell.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. Well, I'm just beyond proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I honestly am.
Thanks so much.
I'll get emotional now again.
To be fair, he's made it easy. He's been so good.
He's made it easy, but also your mindset and your outlook on everything has probably made it so much easier too, without you even realising. Maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, my auntie came to visit me yesterday, and yesterday it was, well, Monday. Monday?
Yeah.
Monday was day three, and they say day three is the worst because your hormones kind of start to regulate. And she came in and she's like, why are you not depressed? I was like, I don't know. I was like, I have a lovely little baby. She's like, oh, day three is tough. She's like, and then she's saying, like, she was really upset for a while after having them. But yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to know. You take each day as it comes.
Yeah. Reece said to me yesterday, he's like, I don't think that'll happen to you. He's like, you're just a floater. I was like, what do you mean I'm a floater?
You are.
He's like, you just float through things. You don't think about them too much.
No, that is so true. He's not wrong whatsoever.
He's like, okay, I'll be a floater then.
You float away, happy out in your own little bubble.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure some days will be tough.
But absolutely, but
we'll get through them.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. That's it. I can even, you're a trooper, the fact that I got a text yesterday morning off Jade. So I'm happy to record the podcast now if you're up for it. I was like, what do you mean if I'm up for it? If you're up for it, I was like, you're crazy.
But I'm grand. Like.
No, you're so grand. Absolutely. I was like, I'm delighted that you were up for recording.
Yeah, me too.
To update everybody on baby, the biggest news of the pod.
But yeah, that's the baby update.
So two girls.
And a baby.
And a baby.
Officially.
Officially, baby Enzo.
I think he's asleep, but it'd be nice if he would say his piece.
He does look like he's just panned out. Yeah, he's cute out.
He is gorgeous. But yeah, that's us.
That is us. And that could probably be us for, we might take a little 2-week break.
Yeah.
I think we're going to just see how Jade's feeling, if you're up for it. But
settle
for now.
Settle into mam life.
Yeah, exactly. Let yourself settle in. And we might take 2 weeks off. But then we also
might not.
We might get a notion and be like, ah, sure, look, will we just record an episode? Maybe a little short one. Sure, we'll see.
Yeah, I could just be high on the hormones at the moment.
Yeah.
And the adrenaline.
Yeah, and you could hit a wall and come Friday this week. So don't expect a podcast next week. And if there is one, then it's just a bonus for you.
Absolutely. But we'll keep you updated on Instagram and stuff
anyway. Make sure to give us a follow. And don't forget to like, subscribe, give us a little review. Anything is much appreciated
and thanks for coming on this little journey with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's been great.
It has been great. I can't believe the baby's here. Here I go again.
Me neither. I can't believe it either. Like the whole time we've done, what, 6 episodes have been like, this many days, this many weeks. And here he is.
Here he is, full 9 months later, and baby has arrived.
Baby has arrived.
He only took 9 months to get here. The specialist guest we'll ever have on the pod.
This has been Megan, Jade and the Whopper.
Bye.
Bye.